On March 30th, 1942, the United States started to forcibly exile Japanese immigrants and Japanese Americans to internment camps. The first Japanese American families to be moved lived on Bainbridge Island. A memorial wall at the former ferry terminal there commemorates what happened to those Bainbridge residents. Earlier this month, a ceremony was held at the memorial to recognize a seemingly small change, the addition of the word exclusion to the memorial's name. It's now called the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial. Lily Kadama was just 7 years old when she and her family were interned. They spent 3 years in the camps. Jeannie Yandel met Kadama at the Bainbridge Memorial to find out why the word exclusion was a significant addition.
It was added when we realized that there were people who, there were 276 residents of Japanese ancestry on the island then, and all 276 were excluded from staying on the island. But 227 people actually walked down this historic path onto the ferry, and we wanted to include all the people who were residents of the island at that time, not just the 227 who actually were excluded. Some young people who were sent to Japan for studies, and they were caught over there, and then there were a few who were already in the armed services even before Pearl Harbor, and then there were three families, I think, who took advantage. There was an open period of time when the government allowed people to move out of the area to anywhere east of the Cascades, and they were able to take advantage of that. But most of us didn't have a place to go to or a means to get there. And then there were people like my father who was arrested or taken away by the FBI early, in February. He was taken because he wasn't a citizen of the United States, and they found dynamite in the barn and rifles that he owned. And the dynamite was used to clear the land of stumps that were, there were old growth stumps, and they had to clear the land in order to farm it.
When you finally left the camp 3 years later, did your family come back to Bainbridge?
Yes, they did. My father said, I don't want to bring my family back to Bainbridge until I check it out to see what it's like and how people are going to treat us, because he had heard from others who had gone ahead to places like Seattle and heard that they were not welcomed back. And so he made his way back to Bainbridge Island by himself without the rest of the family. And he came back with Felix Nardi, who was the Filipino man who originally worked for my grandparents and then continued to stay on the farm for my parents. So Felix drove this big black Buick sedan with my father back to Minidoka, and we all got in the car with our possessions, which weren't much. They couldn't have been much because there were six in our family plus Felix in the sedan. I do remember, when we were children, we used to go to the Cascade Mountains to hunt for mushrooms, so I knew the way on the floating bridge to the Cascade Mountains. And so what I remember best is that when we came up over the horizon and I saw the floating bridge, I knew we were almost home. And it's true, we were welcomed back, and yeah, we were home.
Lily, as you talk about this, we're here to talk about the word exclusion and the fact that that was added to the name of this memorial, but you're talking about stories of inclusion.
I know, that seemed like we should call it the Inclusion Memorial, but but it is mainly to make sure that everyone who was excluded is memorialized, I think.
For you, what does the word exclusion mean when you reflect on the experiences that your family had and other members of the community here had?
Well, they really had no choice, and there was no due process. And even after the war, there was not one person who was ever found to be spies or have even ideas of espionage and doing harm to the United States. Even the one people who were not citizens, well, they could not become citizens. If you're Asian, you cannot become a citizen, I think, until 1952 or 50. And so even people who were here from Japan felt this was a wonderful country, and they were here for a reason. And I think a lot of times we're still trying to prove we're Americans. I think for some reason, if you're not white, it's hard to believe someone can be an American right away. Because even today, people question that or say, oh, how long have you been in this country? You speak English so well, and that sort of thing. And I think it's, I don't know why it is, but people immigrate from all over the world to come to the United States, and Japanese have been, well, especially here on Bainbridge Island, they were residents here from the late 1800s, and sometimes it's hard for people to realize that we've been here that long. Exclusion is it's not a good thing to happen, but it did.
Lily Kodama is a Bainbridge Island resident and a board member for the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial. Jeannie Yandel spoke to her after a ceremony at the memorial earlier this month. Derek Kilmer was also at that ceremony. Kilmer represents Washington's 6th Congressional District, which includes Bainbridge. Kilmer wants the federal government to recognize the memorial's name change, and that means getting a bill through Congress, which is in recess right now. But even when Congress is in session, passing legislation is not such an easy thing to do these days.
You know, we passed a significant hurdle in getting it out of the Natural Resources Committee. My hope is that we can see the House take up the bill this year. The biggest hurdle we have right now is Congress isn't moving a lot of bills right now. So we will reconvene in September, and we're certainly working hard to get the bill moving.
Do you think it'll pass?
You know, the good news is there was strong support from both Democrats and Republicans in the Natural Resources Committee. This is the type of bill that should have bipartisan support, and we're gonna keep pushing it.
Why do you think the word exclusion is important to include in the name of the memorial?
You know, when we sat down with folks from the local community, there was a real recognition of the fact that this is a dark moment in our nation's history where people were removed from their homes, from their schools, from their places of work, from their communities. And that it's important to recognize that part of our history and make sure that part of our history is never repeated.
6th District Congressional Representative Derek Kilmer spoke with Jeannie Yandel. The Bainbridge Island Memorial commemorates more than 200 Japanese-American families who were exiled from Bainbridge during World War II, including Lily Kodama's. You can learn more about the Japanese-American Exclusion Memorial at kuow.org. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.